Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's the last rock band my daughter liked, Black Veil Brides here, but now she likes that new country crap. And I was listening to one of the songs the other day. It's called The Boondocks, Little Big Town. Sucks so bad.
Is this the influence of Friends?
Oh yeah, well, the kids are into that.
Yeah,
well, it's their pop. I get it. But one of them was, you know, she lives. I was raised in the Boondocks. I said, really? Nobody ever sang about that before.
No.
Raised in the backwoods somewhere. That's not any country song at all.
Trying to get to Pennsylvania, to Delaware.
One of them was Raised in the Boondocks. That's where. It was one of those kind of songs. It was a woman singing, by the way. The chick for that band sings. And, of course, guess that's where she learned about Jesus. So I'm making fun of the song. I'm making fun of the song in real time. And my daughter probably doesn't know me that well. And she goes, Dad, you got to be more tolerant. I love that. I said, well, you know, honey, they're all phonies. So
my daughters went through that.
I'm not going to be tolerant.
Country music phase because of their friends.
Well.
But they're over it now.
Yeah.
My daughter's into that. There's like a country playlist on Spotify I'll play for if we're out like playing basketball or whatever. But the rule is no Luke Bryan, no Florida Georgia Line. So that gets skipped over.
Not the stuff where they just list stuff they like.
Well, there's some of those, but
I wish all high school teams would win.
Right.
Yeah. That's one of the lines. Yeah, she played that the other day. I wish all high school teams would win. I said, well, that's not possible, you dumbass. Because they're beating somebody else.
That's not how competition works.
A lot of high school teams lose a lot of games.
Somebody has to lose.
Right. And apparently we're all losing right now by listening to this crap.
So, it was pointed out to me yesterday that if you are a degenerate gambler, you can bet
Nicaraguan on... Nicaraguan under 20 soccer.
That. Yep. Simulated Madden games.
Right.
And the NASDAQ. Will the NASDAQ composite be up or down between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. Eastern time?
Well, that's basically the biggest gamble there is just get in the stock market then. Why bet on the stock market? Just get in it.
But you can bet whether it's
just buy the stock.
That doesn't make any sense.
If it's going to be up or down,
that's just dumb. just bet, put it in the stock market, then you know.
Right, give me a parlay on Apple and
exactly.
It's like
you're betting on betting.
You're betting on the NASDAQ.
Just a number
composite.
Yeah, I got it. Once again, just get in the market, then you just gamble.
115 wins you 100. Either way.
All right.
Up or down.
Ed Begley Jr., that libtard's phoning the program later on. Talk about Earth Day.
Gross.
Okay, here's the site. It's Bovada.
Ed, we're on your side, by the way. That's
TV. Why we're talking about. And the Ravens and Broncos are playing today.
No, I can't watch the Ravens or the Broncos play anybody.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the draft.
Yeah.
Because it's something to do with sports and it's on TV.
Yeah. Well, it's actually like consequential. It'll make a difference at some point.
Is it the same way? Thursday night, one round? They're doing the same bit then, huh?
First round Thursday, second round Friday, second, third round Friday, and then the rest of it on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think it could not go well, too.
Yeah, they did
get people that can't log in.
They did a dry run,
Oh, apparently the Ravens and Broncos played last night. I don't have a final score.
Got it.
I hope the Broncos lost.
Redskins.
In a virtual game? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Redskins and Bengals lost today at 11, I think.
Who's watching Redskins-Bengals?
Degenerate gamblers.
Oh, man.
Somebody who put money on the Madden simulated game.
Do they have injuries in the simulated games?
I think so.
Like two of the worst teams out there, too, by the way. Redskins and Bengals.
I think some guys get hurt during the simulated games.
Yeah. It would suck if you're close on your bet, then like the quarterback goes out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all fake.
it is all fake.
It is Holocaust Remembrance Day.
Yeah, speaking of fake, I saw that. There was some anti-Jewish signs hanging out a couple cars during these protests, which really made a lot of sense.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
No, it doesn't.
But when you're a racist xenophobe, you know,
that makes sense.
You got to do what you got to do.
Is there any other kind of racist? I'm a racist, but not a xenophobe.
I think you're both. I think you're both, actually. If you're a racist, you're definitely a xenophobe. Yeah.
Yeah, usually you're both.
Yep.
Sex workers in Japan are going to be able to get some financial help from the government there, thanks to the pandemic. The government passed nearly $1 trillion stimulus plan to bolster the nation, but left out legal sex workers. After some pushback, government officials there in Japan announced that those operating professionally in the sex industry, excluding prostitution, will be able to receive financial aid.
Is that like strippers? Is that
what a legal sex worker is?
No,
excluding prostitution.
Oh, you can't have sex?
Excluding prostitution. But everybody else operating in the sex industry are going to be able to get financial aid.
They had to push back rhythmically over and over and over
again. I didn't get that. They should be able to pay the...
Well, there's other people that, you know...
Well, strippers, I get it. Strippers.
If you have a house,
there's
other people that work there. I suppose that's it. So some people are afraid that their profession will be outed and they may not ask for the money anyway.
Yeah, they don't want to list their occupation.
Are the escorts still busy in this city? Because there's some legal escorts, not legal, I mean illegal escorts. We know of some.
The reports I get is it's down a little bit.
Got it.
Adweek reports that frozen pizza sales across the United States are up more than 90% compared to a year ago.
Somebody's making money during the pandemic.
Some brands are seeing an increase of nearly 200%.
Yeah, I remember it's been two or three weeks since I was in the store with my wife, but I remember seeing walking through the frozen pizza aisle, and it was decimated.
Really?
I mean, just, yeah, there were some pizzas in there, but a lot of it was gone.
All the good stuff?
Yeah, depending on what you like.
Oh, if you need some, I got a guy.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah.
We'll meet in an alley somewhere and get you some pizzas.
Newman's own frozen pizzas.
Yeah, they got good pizza, too.
Their sales up 190%.
DiGiorno's pretty good, too. You know,
I didn't even know that Newman had a pizza.
No, he's got
pizza.
Neither. I thought he just did dressings.
I know that from walking through that aisle. Yeah.
I was not aware.
He's got
pizza. Just the other day, I was looking at a list of the best frozen pizzas.
Yep.
And
it was just good and great.
And yes, it was.
Yeah.
But Newman's Own was right up there at the top, I think.
Yeah, it's good pizza.
I was hurt that the Totino's pizza was near the bottom.
Yeah, well, that's
where it belongs.
It's actually worse than the other ones.
That
doesn't
surprise me.
Yeah.
It wasn't the bottom, though.
Any pizza that's 99 cents is not going to be at the top of the list.
And it's not 99 cents anymore. It's $1.60, I saw
yesterday. Rip off.
Well, I think you can still get them on special like 10 for 10 bucks every now and again.
They're overpriced if they're 6 cents. They're horrible.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know. They were pretty damn good in college when you needed something to eat.
Yes, they're horrible. I'll give you that.
Compared to good frozen pizza, you're right.
I like them.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I'll give you. They're not great. They're not good. For some reason, I like them.
DiGiorno's probably makes one of the best frozen pizzas. It's amazing.
I'm with you, Craig. There's something about them.
There's something about it. I just like it. You know, maybe it's just because I've had them since I was a kid or whatnot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's something about them I just like.
Pizza.
I like them because they're individual servings.
But
I'm not sure they're supposed to.
But in our city, we're lucky. A lot of the pizza places are open.
Yeah.
But
a good takeout pizza is not that cheap anymore.
No, it's ridiculously expensive.
It's $25-$30.
Right.
For a large pizza.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
But it'll last a couple of days.
Who are you talking to?
Not in our house. Maybe
pizza. Well, when the household consists of two people and you order one pizza.
Yeah, you don't eat the pizza way I do.
That's still one sitting.
That's one
You got
sitting.
Half, I got half.
That's exactly right.
You can just walk around naked, rationing your pizza.
Yeah, you're lucky, man. You don't live in the real world like the rest of us.
I don't.
Pizza is one of those things that restraint is, I'm not good at that.
No, me neither.
I'm not good at restraint.
And I don't even pretend to be.
No.
You know, if I order it, that's my cheat day, whatever.
Yeah.
Pizza, I'm eating it.
I'll try to save it sometime soon, but like, oh, I'll have that for lunch tomorrow.
No.
And then it's like later that night.
Yeah, well,
pizza's still in there.
I got a piece of pizza waiting for me for lunch today.
Yeah, no,
that we ordered
that.
On Sunday night.
See, that?
Wow.
See, pizza's like cocaine in my house. It doesn't go bad.
Yeah, and if there is leftover pizza, it doesn't make it more than about 24 hours.
No. And you had the kids there, too.
Because that's breakfast.
Yeah, but
cold pizza for breakfast? I love that.
I want some pizza now.
I
hardly ever warm up the leftovers.
Yeah, I know.
I just eat it cold.
Yeah.
That's the way
I
to go.
Do that.
Yeah, I've got to warm it
you
up.
You got to warm it up.
Nah.
Yeah, I prefer that.
I could do it both.
I mean, it's okay cold, but I could warm it up.
I could eat the crap out of a pizza right now.
I got 30 seconds.
Mm. Well, even then, they say that's not the best way to reheat your pizza.
Yeah.
Or put it in the oven.
Skillet.
Put it on a skillet.
Anybody got time for that?
I do. I got time for that.
I miss gas station pizza.
I'm just freaked out. I'm freaked out Todd's got a slice of pizza at his house and not eating. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it'll be gone by noon today.
Yeah, I know. But I'm surprised it's even there now.
What kind of psychopath lets leftover pizza linger?
Yesterday was 4:20, for Christ's sakes.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
ESPN says the premiere episodes of The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan and the 90s Bulls documentary that debuted Sunday night, its most viewed documentary content ever.
Yeah, people are starving for sports.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I'm not
Over
sure.
6
not
million
sure
viewers across ESPN and ESPN2.
And it's just good. I mean,
well, you're a Bulls fan, too.
Quarantine aside, it's just a good documentary.
It's good. I'm not sure I'm going to watch it or not, but it's good.
I saw a screenshot of that where they put – Barack Obama was talking about something, and they just put former Chicago resident.
Exactly right.
I loved that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right.
President's like, here's a guy that used to live in Chicago. Some dude.
Wish you never left. Yeah, things are so much better now.
Forbes.
We're all stuck inside.
Kurt Badenhausen with Ford says that Michael Jordan plans to donate the proceeds he gets from The Last Dance to charity. They figure that's going to be $3 to $4 million.
Yeah, he's got the money. Good for him.
Well, yeah, he's got the money without this thing.
He's billion. That's what I mean. He's worth billions. So,
yeah,
nice donation.
I just saw that house of his in Chicago is still for sale.
I know. Who can afford it and who wants it?
Yeah, we think there'd be some Jordan fan that's got a bunch of money that's like
maybe
that's playing his court. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, though, I've seen it. It's dated looking.
It's gaudy.
It's
and dated.
Totally dated. Yeah. Compared to the way people are building mansions now that have that kind of money, it's dated. Mm-hmm. Why would you buy it? You can build another one more modern.
It's a fixer upper.
Yeah, it is.
And that
money situation, it's a fixer upper, right?
You need to put $30 or $40 million into it to really bring it up to standards.
I got sucked in by the headline of an article a couple of days ago. Turned out to be nothing. It had to do. The headline had something to do with, sex toys in prison or something. Well, of course you're going to click on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It turned out to be not much. There was a woman named Stacey Dooley at the BBC Two who put together a documentary about women's prison.
All right. Halter tops, and, jean shorts, a whole bit.
Those are called dildo-mentories.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well.
Special genre.
Most of it didn't have anything to do with that, though. It was just about life in a female prison in Iowa. The Iowa Correctional Institution. And she was talking to one woman.
A lot of meth heads are in there, I'm sure.
About what? No. The most popular crime among women is bouncing checks.
Yeah.
They're all in there for bouncing checks.
And meth.
Well, this particular woman she was talking to was in there for, well, killing.
Oh, yeah.
They got some badasses in there.
Well, yeah, they do. They do. And so she asked this one woman what they did for pleasure and if there were any sex toys there in prison.
Well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
Or you got to whittle your own.
Well, apparently you have to whittle your own.
You better shellac.
Oh, no.
You better shellac that, Barris.
Yep.
You want a splinter
in
your badge.
Can you get urethane at the commissary?
Apparently you have to whittle your own, in a sense. She said you'd be amazed they make dildos.
You said dilgos.
Dilgo.
That's funny. What a dummy you are.
You put a G in there.
So dumb.
They've used oatmeal.
Oatmeal?
What? To what?
You gotta dry it out?
Wouldn't it crack open with the natural juice of a vagina?
And why do you have that shaped bowl to let it dry in?
You probably use some sort of.
So that's the only thing I got out of the article.
Mold.
Is they use oatmeal.
Well, take
oatmeal
that call. If you're a woman in prison in Iowa, we're
right.
talking to some.
Fashioning a dildo. Out of oatmeal.
It's impressive.
With raisins, too.
Morons.
I cannot believe I'm gonna Google oatmeal dildo.
Right, of course you are.
Just to see what the process is.
You mean again.
Yeah. Should make one today.
We got time.
You want to know if you can make them and sell them?
Well, outside of prison, you get the real dildos.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, but you can't really eat them.
No. They don't eat them, do they?
It's oatmeal.
Right, it provides pleasure and a snack.
Afterwards, though, you're eating your own juice, man. That's nasty.
This prison actually houses women serving life sentences without parole.
Oh. Well, they don't care what they shove up there, then.
No.
And it has apparently been criticized for its approach by those who think the inmates should be treated more harshly.
Some of those women could probably sell those.
Harshly? They're making dildos out of oatmeal. I think they're pretty harsh.
Well, they say that the inmates are allowed pets. They can make phone calls whenever they like. Relationships are allowed. Some of the women have been in relationships with each other for over 30 years.
Of course they have been. You know?
Yeah, you get tired of...
Prison people are pairing up. Dudes pair up. Chicks pair up.
They get tired of squatting over a bedpost and making oatmeal dildos and find somebody to shack up with.
And who gets tired of that?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Hot dogs, too.
I'm going to pretend you're the New York Knicks.
Another article here. Prisoners making dildos out of oatmeal and hot dogs.
Yeah.
In the morning. Yeah.
What is spank and spunk?
Yeah, that's what I call my dildos.
What is spank and spunk?
That's right.
All right.
I want to get two dogs, and that's what I'm going to call them.
What is Spank and Spunk?
Yeah. How does Trebek not laugh at that?
I'm going to go in the yard and say, Spank and Spunk, get in here. Did you see Spank? I don't know. He's over there by Spunk.
Where'd Spunk go?
He's going to piss off the neighbors by yelling Spank and Spunk.
I can never tell them apart.
Spank, you and Spunk, get in here. Ah, Spunk. What'd you do?
What you get into?
What did Spunk do?
He's all crusty.
Spunk a good boy. Spunk's a good boy. Where's Spank at? Did you see Spank or Spunk? They ran in my yard.
I'm not sure which one I saw.
What is Spank and Spunk?
You're right. Trebek, you know, he's going through enough crap. He should just start laughing. You said Spank and Spunk.
Yeah.
What are they going to do, fire me? I'm dying here. You know? Really. Just go for it. Just go for it. We're in a global pandemic. Yeah. I'm fighting pancreatic cancer. And you just said Spank and Spunk.
What is Spank and Spunk?
This could be my last show.
Right, yeah.
Right.
I'm a legend. I've got 3 weeks left.
I'm a legend.
You said Spunk.
You said Spunk. I got some Spunk for you. That's what he should have said. Who's going to fire him right now?
Nobody.
People are watching it because of him right now. Todd and all the other old people. Todd and my dad watch it.
It's the only new TV out there.
My dad's 86 and Todd's not. Ed Begley Jr. Is that next?
It is.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.